God's got everything under control. I want you to know that. He knows, he saw all this coming beforehand, and he knows exactly how to work it all out, and it'll be according to his precious will, and I'm glad of that. Proverbs 4:20, the Holy Ghost came upon the wise man Solomon and told him to write something. I want you to notice this. You know, God deals with the heart. What God wants is your heart. And if he gets your heart, he's got you.
Yeah.
Because down deep inside of us, in our heart, our spirit being is where we really live. You are what you are in your heart.
Right.
Your heart is where you live. You are a spirit being. You live in a body of clay. Your inner man consists of your spirit and soul. It's called the hidden man of the heart.
Amen.
Inside of your heart is who you really, really are. It's where you live. The old fleshly body is the house that we live in. And walk in it one of these days. We'll die and we'll go back to the dust. But listen, the heart will live forever.
Yes.
How good is your spiritual heart? Come on, ask us tonight. Ask myself tonight. During all of these calamities and all these trials and tribulations that we see coming upon the world, and we face trials, we face problems, how strong is our heart on the inside? Come on. How good is your spiritual heart? How healthy is it? Yep. Have you made sure that Christ lives inside of your heart? Does hope abide there? Does faith in God reside there that brings a deep, settled peace? All of your feelings, all these attitudes and desires originate from inside of your heart. I've went through the whole Bible, listen, and found 50 different kinds of heart. 50 different kinds of attitude and conditions of the heart of man. Your heart can be grieved. You ever been there?
Yes.
Your heart can be broken. You ever had your heart to be broken?
Yes.
It can be discouraged. Look across the landscape. How many discouraged people do you think is across the world right now? In this pandemic, people have got a trembling heart. A heart, you can have a merry heart. You can have a sorrowful heart. You can have a fearful heart. I'm talking about on the inside of you. Your heart can be overcharged, overloaded. You can have a troubled heart. You can have a heavy heart. Your heart can be mended. And I've got good news for you. Your heart can be made whole. And you can have a healthy spiritual heart.
Yes.
Solomon of old, he wrote, listen to this. He said, my son, attend to my words. Give heed, give your whole attention to God's word. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep it in your mind. Fill your mind with God's word. Keep it down in your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all of their flesh. Can I tell us tonight, God's word will strengthen you and it'll make you sound. It'll lift you up. It'll encourage you. It's an anchor that'll hold you. It'll make you stand fast. It'll put joy down in your soul. What was it? Jeremiah said, thy words were found. And he said, I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. I'm telling you, you can get in God's holy word in times like this when everything's a falling apart. And people are under the gun, and God can touch and he can move inside of the heart. He can still encourage and strengthen.
Yes. Amen.
What kind of heart do you have?
Come on now.
How healthy are you in here? Do you still have the vision?
Come on.
The vision inside? Is there a desire to hold on to God and to serve him through it all? Can you say, Lord, I want to serve you?
Yes.
Through it all.
Through it all. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Can I ask us What's the shape of our spirit being? Down deep inside of your heart is where your will lies. Every one of us has got a will, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Every one of us. It's where your willpower is to live and serve God. It lies within you. It's in your heart where decisions are made to love the Lord and to hold on to Him and trust Him and keep going when the way is hard and rough. It's in the heart, your spirit being, where the Holy Ghost abides that God gave you to be your comforter and your keeper and your guide. What was it Jesus said? It's expedient for me to go away. For your sake, He said, the Holy Ghost cannot come to you except I go back to the Father. And He said, if I go back to the Father, I'll pray the Father and He'll give you and send you another comforter that may abide with you forever, for He shall be in you. Can you say, I've got something, Brother Tommy, keeping me? I've got something strengthening me through it all. Something's helping me to hold on. Is there a spark down in your heart? You can look back and you can reminisce and you can see where the Lord has brought you from to where you are today. And I want to serve notice on the devil and the government worldwide. No matter what comes or what goes, God still sits high and He's still upon the throne and He's still got everything under control. Hallelujah to the Lord. We can put our trust in Him.
Yes. Amen.
He's still in control.
That's right.
What was it Jeremiah said in Lamentations? He said, mine heart. He said, mine eyes affected my heart.
Yes.
And if we ain't awful careful in this day and age we live in, what we see going on and we're experiencing all around us and hearing and seeing, it'll affect something down inside of your heart.
Yes.
You can let this old world drown out that wonderful Spirit of God, but you don't have to.
Right.
Yes.
I want to ask you, does the Holy Ghost abide in you? Have you truly been saved and born again? Have you repented of your sins and made Jesus your Lord?
Jesus.
If you have, then God has given you and put within your heart the Holy Spirit to help you and to guide you and comfort you. And if we ever needed Him, listen, the Holy Ghost, if you ever needed His inspiration, it's now in this dark and uncertain evil time in which we are living. I'm here tonight to tell you, if you don't have the Spirit of God,
come on,
the Holy Ghost abiding and living in your heart, you won't be able to hold up and endure until Christ Jesus comes to get us out of here and take us home to heaven.
Right.
Can you say, Lord, I want to be strong enough?
Yes.
I want the Holy Ghost abide in my heart to lead me and guide me and keep me.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, I want you to know that He is God's holy, pure white dove that came upon Jesus at His baptism. When John took Jesus out of the water and baptized Him and brought Him up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and John said, I bear record, and I saw the Holy Ghost come in a form of dove and lighting upon Him, and a voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Let me tell you, Jesus could have never went all through all that He had and the temptations and the trials and the devil threw at Him unless He had been endued with power. The Bible said the Holy Ghost filled Him without measure. And if Jesus, it was important for Him to have the Holy Ghost on the inside. And He told them, He said, I'm going back. He said, but go ye into the city of Jerusalem and tarry until you be endued with power from on high. If Jesus needed the power of God, and if the apostles and Paul and Simon Peter and all of those others needed the Holy Ghost power of God, and we can see that power moving upon them and moving in them, if they needed to get through and to wait through the deep waters of sin, we need it tonight. Can you raise your head and say, I need His power. I need that blessed assurance down deep in my heart that I belong to the Lord and the Holy Ghost abides with Him. Be.
Yeah.
I need Him.
Yes. Thank God.
And believe me, I'm leaning more and more on Him.
Yes.
Brother Jason, yesterday Mary and I took her little dog to get its bath and get its hair cut. And I felt, Sister Missy, the Lord feel that car. I didn't think I could drive it. I mean, the tears was just filling my eyes. Sister Kathy, there is no feeling in the world. I guess they played a couple songs on XM radio, and it was just exactly what I needed.
Mom.
Brother Jason, you ever been there? And it was just the right time.
Right.
Just what I needed right on time. I pulled up in front of that red light and stopped, and the tears, I was weeping and crying. I felt a peace come inside that car like God was saying, everything's all right.
Thank God.
Everything's all right, Brother Jason.
Yes.
God knows, God sees, and God cares. Ain't you glad for the times that the Holy Ghost rises up in you and He gives you that blessed assurance that everything is going to be all right? Can you raise your lower hand and praise Him? I've got the witness down in my soul that everything is all right between me and God. Oh, Lord. I'm dealing with the heart. Listen. How strong is your heart? Woo! Feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to go on?
Come on, my son.
Are you willing to go on? I like what Brother Jason said just a little while ago, reminiscing and going back. Sometimes you just got to remind yourself what God has already done.
Yes.
If He was in control then, He's in control right now.
Amen.
If He had a divine purpose and a divine will then, He still got it tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work of God goes on. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, I'm dealing with your heart on the inside. Are you willing to press on and go on? Hey, God. Are you sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise? Does the dove abide in you? Have you failed Him lately, making a connection in your soul? If you and if we are going to make it in the days ahead, if Jesus tarries His coming, we're going to have to pray. Listen, you're going to have to pray and get in the Word of God more and more. I am telling us tonight, I know what God dealt with my heart today as I was studying and writing. If we want victory, if we want a constant victory in our heart and to go on, we're going to have to get in His Word more, hide it down in our heart, and pray more and call out unto Him. I want you to know that inside of this blessed book is power to keep you. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and give Him praise. The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Caused our Bible to be written, and the author of it lives inside of the heart.
Yes.
Can I tell us tonight to feed the dove? Hallelujah. If He abides in you, you've got to feed Him. And what's the dove eat on? He eats on the Word of the living God. Hallelujah. And when you eat and take in with your eyes and the precious Word of God, that holy seed, you're feeding the dove. He's the one that caused it to be written. And when you do that, something rises up on the inside. The Holy Ghost gives us strength through the Word of God.
Yes.
Feed the dove.
Yes.
I'm telling everybody that can see it here tonight, feed the dove. You're going to have to feed Him more and more and more for Him to rise up and take us through these things.
Right.
Dealing with the heart.
Come on.
Jesus said, He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. There's some enduring going on. Believe me, we're under a press, folks.
Right.
You can feel it.
Right.
I have felt it lately, myself and for others. Pray and read God's Word until it quickens you. Till you feel that inward comfort and assurance. It gives you strength and it'll sustain you.
Yes.
So here's where I want to get. We are now feeling the last day pressure.
Right.
The pressure is on, and it's not going away.
Amen.
It will increase until the Lord comes for His church. These are trying times. God does not want us living in a state of fear and despondency and downheartedness. You must prepare that heart on the inside.
Come on.
Amen.
Right before I left the house, I could barely write it down. Just had enough time to write it down. I had just got out of the shower and got dressed. God said, go write this down right fast. I told Mary, I said, 3 million of God's covenant people was down in the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
They were slaves controlled by the Egyptian Empire.
Mom.
Notice, Egypt was a type of this evil world that we got now. King Pharaoh was a type of the devil. The taskmasters and slave drivers were a type of the rulers and the lawmakers who put strain upon God's people to make them serve the system.
Right.
It took 10 plagues upon Egypt, upon the world then, and its gods and its idols before God could bring Israel out and bring them to the promised land.
Right.
So my question is, why did God allow Israel to suffer the first 3 plagues?
Come on.
I never thought of this, brother.
Come on.
That'd been the sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Israel, 3 million people were not exempt from the first 3.
Right.
I'm going somewhere. I might have should have preached this first. The water, all of the water in Egypt, the lakes, the ponds, the rivers, and the streams, Brother Jonathan, and even all the water that was in the vessels turned the blood just red. What are you doing, God? You made a covenant with Abraham, our father. We're down here. We've been down here for 430 years waiting on you to deliver us. We've heard that you would visit.
Come on.
And you would deliver. Where are you? Now notice. Frogs came in the next plague, came hopping out in multitudes from the rivers and the streams. Listen, filled everyone's houses, got in their beds, their bedchambers, got in their kneading troughs, and in their ovens. What? The dust of the land turned to lice and got on everyone, even the animals. You imagine? Oh, Lord, have mercy sakes. Why, God? Listen, why did God allow them to experience the first 3 plagues? It was to get them willing to leave Egypt.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be here in this world in Egypt anymore, God. We want out of here. We want a better place. If you're at home, listen to me. If you're at home in this world and you're comfortable and you love it and you're attached to it, you won't pray and serve God with your whole heart.
Right.
God has to break the power that this world holds over you, the lust of its delicacies and its entertainments and its charm. It has to be broken in your life and in your heart. I believe God is weaning His church right now to get her ready and desiring to get out of this evil society world and go home. Raise your little hand. I believe the church is coming through the fire. I feel the Lord. I believe the church, God's a bringing her through a purging fire. Hallelujah. He's a purging her. He's a getting her on her knees to cry out and say, I'm tired of the world. There ain't nothing left here but trouble. And I want out of here. That's what Israel said in Egypt. We're willing to turn our backs and give everything in Egypt and God to bring us out of here.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever saw it? Have you ever seen it?
Come on.
I'm ready.
All of the other plagues, it kept getting worse and worse and worse. But Brother Jason, there will come a time, the Bible said that God on the 4th plague, He severed the people. And He put a distinction between Egypt and Pharaoh and all of his people and Israel, his people in Goshen. Nothing else could touch them. I want to tell you, I don't know how long the church is going to be here, But I believe God's going to protect his people. Raise your little hand right now and praise him. I believe God is going to preserve his people. This is a touching some of us. We can hear of different ones are sick under this plague. But God said, it shall not come a nigh unto thee.
Right. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Come on.
Oh, God, help us.
Yes.
How strong is your heart? Are you all willing to leave?
Oh, Jesus.
If money, if homes, if cars, if entertainments, whatever they may be, is more important to you than the house of God.
Come on.
Or his word, and to serve him, then you're not ready to get out of here.
Come on.
You just ain't ready to leave this world. You're anchored in it. You're anchored in it. What's God doing? He's a weaning us that we're really willing to pick up stakes and pull them up and say, God, I want out of here.
Yes.
Woo! I'm dealing with your heart.
Yes.
I'm dealing with your heart.
Come on.
Where's your heart at? Is it with the Lord? Have you set your affections on things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God? Is your affection set on there, on him? Are you willing to let loose? Are you wanting the Lord to come? Are you looking for him to come? Are you desiring to get out of here?
Come on.
Are you stripping for the race? Are you laying aside every weight and every sin? Come on. What condition's your heart in?
Come on. Amen.
Can you say, oh God, help me to prepare my heart. I want to be ready. For the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh.
Yes.
Don't let us doubt out. Listen, it ain't no time to break down or to give up now. We don't have to be like this world around us. No, sir. They have no hope, but we do. They have no peace. Come on.
Jesus.
But we do. Hallelujah. God, I'm leaning on you for help. I'm leaning on you for strength. People everywhere, listen, what God gave me. People everywhere, both young and old, are under pressure.
Yes.
Whoever would have dreamed of this day, the whole world under siege by one little microscopic germ called the coronavirus that has now killed 264,000 people. 73,000 of them in the U.S. Mandatory lockdowns. Businesses closed. Businesses falling through. 33 million people without work. I know where I'm going.
Come on.
Quarantine. Some quarantined in their homes. On ships. Can't get off. If you go out, you got to wear face masks and gloves for fear of being infected. People get to their cars, and when they load their groceries, they use hand sanitizers. I sat in my car and watched one man. He got to his truck, loaded his goods in his truck at Walmart. He got in the driver's seat, and he got a big bottle of rubbing alcohol and poured rubbing alcohol on his hands and was washing his hands and rubbing alcohol. You never would have thought this day would be here, would you? Would you?
Oh.
Stores taped off with yellow tape everywhere. Certain doors you must enter, and you can't come out the same door. You have to exit a different door. Aisles are marked with green tape every 6 feet apart to keep people in social distance away from one another. Big arrows down the aisles like you see at an intersection on streets. You got to go this way shopping. Push your cart this way only. You can come back up the other aisle if you want on the other side of the store.
Yeah.
People are under a strain, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
They're troubled. I've seen tempers flaring. Our nation is in turmoil.
Yes.
Aggravation is in the homes. We're losing our temper. We're raising our voice. We're aggravated. We throw words. There's fears. There's worries. I told us when this first started, I said, don't let it separate us. Don't let it divide us.
Come on. Come on.
When this thing first started, I warned the people, don't let it divide you. Don't let it push you away.
Right.
Go out and get groceries or something we need. Mary says, going out and getting the things we need. She said, did you wear your mask? Did you wear your gloves? Did you use hand sanitizer before you handled the car door and before you got in and got your hands on the steering wheel? It makes me frustrated. I get aggravated inside. Not because of her, but because she loves me. But the world we now live in is completely turned upside down. Our way of life, they say, will never be back like it was before this. It's forever altered and will never be back. This will be the new norm. Get used to it is what the government is saying. This plague and pestilence, God knows all about it. He saw it in the beginning. He's aware of it. And he says to us, it is a last day sign that I'm getting ready to send my son back to get my church and deliver my people out of here and take them home. Don't let this thing paralyze you with fear and with dread. Don't let it divide and separate you and put you in bondage and take the joy of the Lord and living out of your heart. God is bigger than this stuff. God is better than this. You can still operate. You can still have wisdom and still be glad and use wisdom and be happy down in your heart. Give the Lord a praise offering tonight. I'm not back in a corner. I'm not putting my head down in the sand. I'm not burying it. I'm not going to be a turtle to pull back in a shell. No, I'm going to live my life with victory in Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. I give you my praise offering. I know where I'm at. It's hard sometimes. I preach this way, but what's the condition of your heart?
Hey,
yes, praise the Lord.
That's right,
yeah. You're right, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet Holy Ghost, I'm telling us to feed the dove. I said, I'm telling us to feed the dove on the inside. Get the word of God in you and pray more. And God will give you strength. He'll put a hedge around you and he'll preserve you.
Yes, amen.
How good's your heart?
Come on.
Where is your heart?
Yeah. Come on.
Where's it at? Where's that? What's in your heart?
Yeah.
I'm talking tonight about preparing and guarding the spiritual heart.
Prepare.
On the inside.
That's right.
Is your heart right? Is God first? Does Jesus live inside of you?
Come on.
Is your heart and your soul sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise to keep out this world's evil? Thank you, Lord. There's a peace, Brother Jason, that passes all understanding.
Yes, amen.
I have felt it yesterday. I almost, Mary, pulled the car over and just handed you my glasses until I wept it all out. What kind of weeping was it, Tom? Was it what, Tommy? Was it a brokenness? Was it a fearful? No. I can't explain it, but it was a longing and a craving that I had. Just basking in his presence right in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no feeling in the world like it.
Amen.
I've got some good news when I end this. You might say you're too lengthy. Just hold on a minute. Job 11:13. Listen. Prepare thine heart. Stretch out thine hands toward God. Put iniquity far from thee. Then shalt thou lift up thy face. Thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. And thou shalt be secure because there is hope. Yea, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also, thou shalt lie down and none shall make thee afraid. Can I say in times like these, God is just as good and just as real now as he's always been.
Amen.
Before the pandemic ever came.
Right.
Slip your little hands to him. Man, oh man. Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah. You change not. Oh God, you're the same yesterday, today,
yes.
and forever.
Yes, Lord.
You are, Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Hallelujah. Oh God, if they want to come for a song, Psalm 61. What was it David said? Listen just for a moment. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. You ever feel like you're just at the end of the world? When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. David used past tense, Lord, you were for me then. Back then, you were my shelter. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Under your wings I will run, is what David is saying.
Yes.
When my heart is overwhelmed, it means when my heart, Brother Jason, is overloaded. Fear and worry and pressure and stress. We're pressed down. Come on. Lead me, O God, to that rock, that solid rock. It's stronger than I am, Lord. You have been my help in times past. And I've run to you, Lord.
Yes.
And you have helped me.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
And you say, Jesus, I need you. Until Jesus comes and delivers and gets us out of here and takes us home to heaven. Our key to a peaceful mind and keeping victory in our souls. Here we go. That's what God spoke to me. We're going to have to delight ourselves in the Lord.
Come on.
If you want to make it, you want to endure, and you want to be victorious, we're going to have to start tonight to delighting ourselves in the Lord. Take great pleasure in Him.
Yes.
Take great joy in Him.
Right.
Come on now. I will end with this psalm. Blessed is the man, happy and prosperous and fortunate is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not walking there. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. I'm not a sinner anymore. I don't run with them. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Can you say, Lord, let my delight be in you and in your word. Let me read it, meditate in it. The Bible said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
Bible said, the Holy Ghost wrote this, had it inspired to write. He said, you're going to have to delight yourself in the Lord. Feed the dove. And he said, your roots will go down till it finds the water.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about your leaf withering and fading away. But you can say, Lord, I'm anchored in you, as they want to sing. Come on. I'm anchored, Jesus. Can you say, my heart is fixed? David said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will therefore sing and give praise. Can you say it? My heart's fixed in him. He's going to take care of it all. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. God, will you help us?
Has it been a day frozen since I started on my way? Lord, you know I'm not something I should say, for I've reached desperation. not a worthless expression. I just need to be heard. Lord, I need to read.
Say that tonight.